the book of Romans, part 38. I'm Professor Hannes Redingheids of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, most probably the book What Is Your God's Name, very important for the time that we are living in, where there is a massive amount, excuse me, of different Hebrew names today, which people claims is the name of Yahushua, and also his father Yahweh Almighty. So I would suggest get the book, it's very important. And go to my website, +27 international code 0722-367-124. Go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, I urge you to go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you missed out on quite a bit of information. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Send this link to your friends and family, everybody that's dear to you. Make sure at least you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. You will find that we do not associate ourselves with any groups, churches, or any denominations in the world. We are only an end-time Bible study group, and we are using the restoration of the original sacred name Bible according to the names, where the name Jesus was originally Yahushua, the name God was originally Elohim or Hashim, the name Lord was originally Yahweh, the name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust this study this morning will be a blessing to you in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. We are to continue where we left off yesterday morning, Romans chapter 2. And again, I want to draw your attention to the fact that there's a lot of figurative speech in these scriptures. Romans 2:24, for the name of Yahweh Almighty, that's God, is blasphemed. The name, see in your 1611 King James Bible, the name referring to the creator of heaven and earth. The name must be a capital N, name of Yahweh Almighty, which is God, is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you. Now listen what happens here. Apostle Paul is accusing the Israelites. He says, because of you, the name of Yahweh Almighty is blasphemed among the Gentiles. Through you who are Israelites, why? Because they did not lead by example of the 613 laws of Moses, as it is written. They don't live according to the scriptures, the prophets, the Torah. They cut and adapt. We call it cut and paste, as they like it. It's like today's religious church world outside. You take what is good for you as long as it works for you. No. That's not scripture. The Bible comes and says we need to live in holiness. We as part of the bride of Yahushua needs to live a separated life. Apostle Paul comes, he says we are in the world but not from the world. The word comes to say we are kings, sons and priests of Yahweh on this world today. We're not going to stay here. We are going to be changed into glorified bodies to meet Yahushua in the air. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 27 to 58. So what does the Hebrew people do? The Israelites, they blasphemed the name of Yahweh. among the Gentiles. They do not lead in the example of the 613 laws of Moses. They had nothing else. They were not under grace. They functioned under the 613 laws of Moses, as it is written. Now we must see what it says, verse 25, Romans 2, 25. For six circumcisions verify profiteth if thou, the Israelites, keep the law. What does it mean? It means for them it could have worked if they stuck to the law. But they didn't. They pick one year, they choose one day, they cut one year, they paste one day, and they try to form a religious system that was good for them. That's why we don't find that they ever came to repentance. Why? Because repentance wasn't a part of their traditional worshipping. They got saved by the circuit, by the offerings of the animal, the blood of the animals that they offered yearly. For circumcision verified prophets, if thou of the Israelites keep the law. But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. There's 613 laws. Apostle Paul is concentrating on one, circumcision. He doesn't talk about the Sabbath. He doesn't talk about the Pesach. He doesn't talk about tithing. He doesn't talk about the condition of the animals that were supposed to be sacrificed. There's 613. Those are all parts of the law that I just mentioned here. Why? Because the Hebrew people, or I want to say the Israelites, they boast in the law. We are Abram's children. We are Moses' followers. That's why a whole generation died in the desert. It came from Egypt after 430 years in bondage. That's why a whole generation died in the desert. Because of unbelief. Because of sins they committed. And because of the laws that Yahweh gave to Moses, to train them in, to teach them, to lead them in. And they wouldn't have none of it. They still wanted to make their golden calves, worshipping idols, worshipping stones, worshipping trees, different things they wanted to worship. It was part of their tradition, which they were so used to, because they grew up in Egypt, where they were forced to worship the pharaohs and the different traditions and the bulls, the golden bull calves, and all the others. It's one of the nations that had the most different gods that you can worship was the Egyptians. Every generation had a different god they worship. But on the end of the day, Yahweh gave Israel the law of Moses, but by which they had to abide. And the Bible says that there were no grace. The word says, Apostle Paul in Romans says, we already looked at it, there was no grace in the 613 laws. But they will be judged, the Israelites will be judged by that which they believed and lived through in the 613 laws of Moses. And that's why the word says, for the name of Yahweh Almighty, that's God, is blasphemed among the Gentiles. Apostle Paul is speaking to Israel 2,000 years ago. Because of the way that you were living in the 613 laws. Because of the example you set in the 613 laws. And the Gentiles, they had no laws. The Gentiles had the law of nature. We saw there about a week ago, 10 days ago, when I showed you that the guy in the primitive guy in the Amazons that has never heard of any God or Yahweh or Elohim or religion. He's primitive, but they live by the law of the jungle. They live by the laws of the animals. A lot of these animals, especially the monkeys and small squirrels and all these, when they shoot it with a bow and arrow or whatever, pea shooter, when they shoot it, when that guy takes that animal, he prays over the soul of that animal. Why? It's part of his religion. He thanks somebody that he doesn't know for providing that monkey. To us it looks senseless. It's like wiping out certain animal species. But that's how they survived. For centuries, for ages, millennia. So they are going to be judged by that which they believed in. Now Apostle Paul says, when we as bride of Yahushua believe in the redemption blood of Yahushua, and we preach the gospel of grace, we need to live accordingly. We can't preach the gospel of grace and live in sin like the Gentiles. Those that live as if there's no creator, live as an atheist. You must remember that atheism is a self-proclaimed religion, because an atheist believes that he is God in himself. And if he feels good in what he's doing, he's not committing sin. That's the easy way of religion. And so is all sinful religions. I don't say all religion is sinful. I'm talking about certain religions that has been created for the benefit of mankind, in not needing to live in holiness, where the word says, be holy, for I am holy. Now it says here, it says, for circumcisions verify prophets, if thou the Israelites keep the law, but if thou be a breaker of the law, thou circumcision is made uncircumcision. It is not only the circumcision that matters. What makes it unprofitableness? The 613 laws of Moses. And that's why the redemption blood of Yahushua made it none and void. Why? Because of his unprofitableness. I'm so glad that we could spend this time this morning and study the word of Yahweh our Elohim. And we pray that Jaffa will bless us in this day so that we can be an example to other people in the time that we are living in, knowing that we function under grace. Till tomorrow morning, if His Father's will, Maranatha, Yahshua is coming back again. Hallelujah.